From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has released its investigation of last August's death of 73-year-old Mary Knowlton during a demonstration at the Punta Gorda Police Department. An officer playing the role of a perpetrator allegedly shot and killed her. K-9 Officer Lee Cole has been charged with felony manslaughter and has been fired. He's appealing his termination this week. Police Chief Tom Lewis is charged with culpable negligence and is on paid leave. The city's internal affairs investigation, which could target additional officers, is on hold until the two criminal cases are resolved. In part two of his report, WGCU's Michael Hirsch looks at how Punta Gorda police learned to conduct the scenario and how Cole's gun ended up loaded with bullets rather than blanks.
Within hours after the shooting outside Punta Gorda Police Headquarters, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, or FDLE agents, began interviewing witnesses. The agents quickly zeroed in on the fact that not one of the police officers attending the demonstration had conducted safety checks on Officer Lee Cole, who played the perpetrator in the scenario, or on his .38-caliber revolver. And the FDLE agents learned that no one was actually in charge. In follow-up interviews a week later, they attempted to determine how Punta Gorda police learned to conduct the shoot-don't-shoot scenario. Here's Special Agent Patrick Crow questioning the police department's Director of Operations, Captain Jeffrey Woodard.
Who makes up those training scenarios?
To the best of my recollection, they were YouTube scenarios that some other agency did.
Okay, and who in this agency is the one that gleaned or distilled that information from YouTube and put it into play here?
I believe it was the chief.
The chief himself?
I believe so, yes, sir.
The problem with copying scenarios off of YouTube is that only the fun stuff is on the screen. You can watch any number of them without seeing any of the planning or the safety checks on the officer playing the role of the suspect. This is one example from Maricopa County, Arizona.
What kind of car do you drive?
This is my car, man.
The transcripts of the FDLE interviews show no one was assigned to check Officer Lee Cole's gun for the demo. No one patted him down to be certain he wasn't carrying another gun he might accidentally use. No one questioned why Cole was using his personally owned .38-caliber revolver instead of, for example, a department-owned starter pistol that just goes bang but cannot fire bullets. And no one looked inside Officer Cole's revolver. If they had, they would have seen it was loaded with .38-caliber wad cutters rather than blanks. The NRA blog defines wad cutters as flat-front bullets designed to punch distinct circular holes in paper targets. City records show that in February of 2016, the Punta Gorda Police Department purchased three boxes of .38-caliber Winchester blanks for Cole to use while training his police dog. The FDLE report on the shooting says he had those blanks in the rear of his canine car. But on the night of the shooting, he'd loaded the gun with the wad cutters. They weren't department-issued bullets. FDLE investigators wanted to know where he got them. The answer came in their interviews with Lieutenant Katie Heck, the department's community relations officer. Her husband is a Charlotte County Sheriff's lieutenant, and her interview with Special Agents Patrick Crow and Gary Negrinelli revealed he had lots of ammunition stored in their home.
Was there ever a time you remember where you supplied him with blanks? That you handed him blanks?
Yes.
Okay, when was that?
It was when I moved, because we cleaned out all of our ammo.
Sure.
And that was July 4th weekend. So it was sometime the second week of July. I gave him a box. It was definitely a small one. Mm-hmm. And it was of blanks. And they were left over from my husband.
Okay.
Because we just determined there was no reason we didn't need them.
Any other kind of ammo that you'd ever gave him?
No.
Just those blanks?
Mm-hmm.
The problem was the bullets weren't blanks, and the agents knew it. The FDLE reports the box was labeled with the code for hollow base wad cutters, but Heck, who told the agents she isn't a gun person, told them she didn't know the difference. According to a report by an outside committee created by Punta Gorda's city manager and chaired by Cape Coral's retired police chief, Lee Cole's use of ammunition obtained from someone other than the department's armorer constitutes, quote, a clear violation of the policy that was in place at that time. When State Attorney Steve Russell announced the charges against Cole and Chief Lewis, many Punta Gorda residents expressed outrage that others, whose actions appeared to have contributed to Mary Knowlton's death, were not also charged. But Russell says deciding whether or not to bring charges, and against whom, is a complicated procedure that focuses on whether the evidence will support a conviction.
We follow a process in every case to look at the factual evidence presented to us. We look at admissible evidence. We look at those allegedly involved, and then we reach a decision on the law and the facts as who may be appropriate to be charged and at what level.
The FDLE interviews with high-ranking Punta Gorda officers exposed a cavalier attitude towards safety in a weapons exercise with more than 40 civilians and police officers observing. But one of the two interviews with Captain Jeffrey Woodard revealed the scenario had been conducted at least four times, with Officer Lee Cole acting as the perpetrator. Each time, Cole had used that same personally owned .38 caliber revolver. No one had ever checked that weapon to determine what it was loaded with. FDLE Special Agent Mike Ortiz asked Captain Woodard if Lee Cole said anything immediately after the shooting.
He did make a statement. He goes, I just don't understand what happened. These are the same rounds that I use all the time.
Three times at Citizen Academy presentations, the Punta Gorda Police Department got lucky. But on August 9th, 2016, its luck ran out. For WGCU News, I'm Michael Hirsch in Punta Gorda.